You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer. The European Union has issued a $1.3 billion fine against Facebook's parent company, Meta. This is a record fine for Europe's data privacy regulator and an escalation of a conflict between Europe and the U.S. over personal data and how best to safeguard it. Marketplace's Nova Sappho is here with the details. Good morning, Nova.
Good morning, Nancy.
So what is Meta being accused of?
All right, so EU regulators say Meta is sending European users' digital data back to the U.S. instead of storing that data in Europe, where there are more stringent privacy rules. Now, Meta doesn't dispute this necessarily. It says it's doing what lots of other tech companies are doing. And if it doesn't keep data flowing, Europe could lose access to Facebook, at least in the short term. Nevertheless, EU regulators are giving Meta 6 months to start storing and processing data in Europe, and that includes potentially deleting a lot of user data.
But Nova, this isn't just about Meta, is it?
Nope, not by a long shot. It's about American big tech companies in general and U.S. surveillance. There have been years of tensions between the U.S. and Europe over digital privacy. They started after leaks from Edward Snowden back in 2013. Those leaks showed that U.S. intelligence was gathering data flowing in from Europe, and the European Union passed new digital privacy rules as a result. There's an effort to reach a deal that would keep data flowing between here and there. A tentative agreement was reached last year between our government and European Union, but the two sides are still negotiating over the details. And since Meta has 6 months to comply with this new order to keep Europeans' data in Europe, that could give the company enough breathing room, Nancy, until the US and the EU get a pact completed, which could happen this summer.
Marketplace's Nova Sappho, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.